This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as predicted, parents are looking at our current childhood vaccine schedule and not digging it, which makes me as a doctor a little nervous because I love the fact that we don't have active polio anymore. That used to be so debilitating and deadly. Tetanus killed one of my family members. Hepatitis is awful. The Haemophilus influenza, streptococcus, meningitis. So I am very, very proud of what we've been able to do in terms of having vaccines for some very deadly and scary diseases. On the flip side, though, there are side effects that could come with some of these vaccines, and many parents are starting to hesitate more because they don't trust that they are going to be told of the side effects, given enough informed consent, or that even if they, you know, do air a concern, they're going to be vilified, discriminated against. And so what's been happening is many parents are not vaccinating their children. And we're being told that now the number is up to 1 in 6. Well, not in terms of not completely vaccinated, but missing vaccines. So routine childhood vaccines include, as I said, hepatitis, MMR, varicella for chickenpox, MMR is measles, mumps, rubella, polio, tetanus, we have rotavirus, we have flu, we have COVID, but COVID, I hope, does not get mandated as part of the recommended schedule. It will be included because the CDC has included it as a recommendation for kids, but right now, children can so far still go to school without having been vaccinated because that would turn into an absolute mess. But we have studies, a study now published in the journal Pediatrics, saying 1 in 6 toddlers between the ages of 19 months and 35 months did not finish their vaccine series. Researchers from the University of Montana, University of Colorado, Kaiser Permanente Colorado, Yale School of Public Health looked at data from the 2019 National Immunization Survey of more than 16,000 children. So this is the 2019. This isn't even including COVID and access to pediatricians and using telemedicine instead and skipping out or routine physicals or not going to school and homeschooling. And we vaccine hesitancy I've always seen, and when a parent does question a vaccine, they shouldn't be vilified. They have every right to ask questions and, you know, for us to educate them, because it is scary to inject something into your healthy baby. There's been studies that have proven that these vaccines are generally safe and they do help prevent disease. We could see we rarely see polio, if at all, these days. But a lot of parents have a hesitancy, and that should be understood and acknowledged and worked with, as opposed to, sorry, don't bring your kid here. We don't want to have any unvaccinated kids on our roster. Go somewhere else. You know, I would take care of a lot of unvaccinated kids. People have thought it was because I was very anti-vaccine, which I wasn't. I'm very pro-vaccine. But I didn't think it was the child's fault. And when you have a child with a fever and who's sick, I'm not going to turn them away. And there were pediatricians in town that would not let that child come in. Now, was the pediatrician completely without logic? Their justification was they had individuals who couldn't be vaccinated that were seeing them, very sick individuals that might have had leukemia or cancer or an immunocompromised state. And they didn't want them subjected to polio, hepatitis, MMR. But these were kids that had ear infections or had flu or had, you know, a run-of-the-mill issue. And parents would say no doctor would take them. And I would take them same day. So I didn't want anybody misinterpreting that as I'm anti-vaccine. I just understand that if a family is choosing not to vaccinate, that child still deserves to live and still deserves to get medical care. And so, you know, we have a society that's not very understanding about things and quick to judge and you know, parents, and I've had a lot of parents who have said, look, I'm pro-vaccine, I just don't want a bunch of them. You know, how do we, why can't we only do one or two? Why does it have to be so many? 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, 15 months at the four-year-old mark, again in middle school, and then college age. Well, you know, it is a lot. And the more vaccines you have, the harder it is to get parents to keep up with the schedule. Now, I had said early on, way before the pandemic, a lot of kids are missing their vaccines because parents have to take off work. I would be open on Saturdays, but a lot of doctors aren't. So for a parent to take their child in every 2 months, they have to make sure they have PTO so they could take the child in for their vaccines and get that done. And it's, you know, some bosses are not that understanding. And so it's a burden on a lot of parents to do so many vaccines. And so, and the only reason I'm saying that is I want children to be vaccinated. It's just we have to kind of going on. Because what the media wants you to think is if a parent isn't vaccinating their child, they're completely incompetent, messed up in the head. And no, it's we have to look at what are the issues. Are they not able to get off work? Is it that there's so many? Is it that the child had a reaction to one and they're fearful? You know, these are things that should be discussed. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we need to talk about, is the dislike of the human race. And how many humans and people in society do not like other people. We've been raised to like others, love our neighbor, be a part of a community, help others, smile, introduce yourself, make friends. And COVID changed that. COVID not only changed that, but it gave people an excuse. I'm sorry, my nose is running. It gave people an excuse to be away from others. Now, I'm not saying that the average human is an introvert as opposed to an extrovert, but we have changed from, you know, we want to seek out other people. When you travel from village to village, there's safety in numbers, to people are a danger. People are a threat. And you would think in evolution, you know, something as so blink of an eye as the COVID years would not alter our thinking. No, it has. And I think it has altered our thinking where humans not wanting to be around humans or dealing with humans is going to be more of a thing. And I think it's going to eventually really destroy us as a species. So there's a study that came out talking about the 4-day work week versus the 5-day work week, where the average individual working a 5-day work week is still blowing off 1 day a week anyway, so you get more output on a 4-day work week. And there's a bunch of studies trying to push that we start to limit the number of days people work. And employers are beside themselves. Minnesota has now a bunch of new laws that employers are going to have to take on for employee rights, which are worrying them from a financial standpoint. And so, you know, we would be naive to think that the average employer is thinking about ways to have non-human employees. If they could have something automated and not have an employee who can call out, who can sue, who can complain, who could sleep with a coworker, who could accuse somebody of something, whatever, they would opt for a non-human alternative. Now, I look at humans as the glasses half full. Companionship, a smile, customer service. I went to McDonald's a few days ago because we were driving back from Utah, and I didn't want to put my order in the big computer thing. I wanted to speak to a human. I just like to be around humans. But I'm noticing you have other individuals have no problem not being around humans. You know, I walk the dog, and I notice that there are people in my neighborhood that won't even look up and say hi. They're hooked up to their AirPods, their music, because I'm always like, hi, hi. I'll smile and wave to everybody. I'm not going to start a conversation because I sometimes don't feel like talking. But if you're going to walk by them, you know, just kind of smile, hi. To themselves. Do not want to deal with anybody else. Medications. Telemedicine exploded because the average person does not want to have to be in a waiting room among other people, and they don't want to necessarily have to spend any more time with a physician than they need to. And so they could over the phone without even seeing the person get what they need. And eventually, as I've said, AI is going to replace a lot of physicians and healthcare workers and PAs and nurse practitioners because people are going to ask for it. They don't want to be told no when they want Xanax. They don't want to be told no when they're asking for a Z-Pak. So why deal with the human? We just spoke about AI and these models who are exquisite. And there are individuals, even though they know that they're fake, would still prefer to have a relationship with them than a real human. Yeah, I talk to people in the dating world, and I'm like, okay, guys, you know, clue me in. What's going on? How's the dating world? Did you find somebody? You know, what's going on? They say it's expensive. They say there's drama. They don't know if somebody they make out with or sleep with is going to later accuse them that it wasn't consensual. There's this hesitancy to date. How are we supposed to thrive as the human race if there is a hesitancy to get into bed with somebody? Now, and so, and be honest with yourself. You know, are you starting to find that you are enjoying your Saturday nights curled up on the couch with a blankie and a bowl of popcorn and a beer watching a movie? For me, Sundays, I'm fine watching sports. I prefer to watch sports with other people, unless, of course, they're talking, because I don't want them talking during the game, because I want to listen. If I'm talking, it's one thing, but I don't want to hear other people talking. But, I have learned how to entertain myself. If people are on lockdown or they're out of town or to save money. And you used to not be able to do that. You had to, you know, once you came home from work, you know, interact with people. You had to go to church. People don't go to church anymore. In fact, you could even now do church online. And so I think we have a problem that is becoming more and more pandemic in terms of people not wanting to be around other people. And we haven't even started the crime topic. I mean, what we are seeing happening on New York subways, on the street, these random shootings, these random attacks. Somebody was in my seat at the Mission Impossible because I got these tickets. And I was really nice about it. I go, I'm sorry. I go, you know what? I could be wrong, but it's saying that these are my seats. I could be wrong. And the lady got up and moved. Everything was fine. But when that happened to somebody else, he got beat up. That was in the news. I forget which city that was. So if somebody thinks, I don't want somebody sitting in my seat, because you could do assigned seating or reserved seating for movies, and get beat up, they're going to say, why am I going out? Why am I taking on that risk? You know, and there was this movie years ago called Grumpy Old Men. And it was a hit. And I remember watching it. I think it was in the 80s. And I asked my mom, you know, about why older individuals are more grumpy. And you know, and she said, well, you know, like Grandpa, he was in pain. He had a lot of pain. And, you know, and me, I noticed that I still like to use a lot of euphemisms and be nice and smile. But when you're older, you don't care what people think. Yeah, you're like, you know, okay, I insulted them. Who cares? What are you going to do? I only have another 10 years on this earth. What are you going to do? I'm older than you. And so you already have a natural process of, I don't need to please you. You know, I've done my time on this earth. I'm going to do what I want and leave. But we now have that pervasive in the younger generations too. And when you hear young people not want to date, not want to go out, it's too expensive. I don't like that person. It's hard to find somebody you like. There's and people are gravitated toward fake AI individuals or even social media. We have to ask ourselves, are we really disliking people? And people and patients have even told me, I don't like being around people. I go, is it that you don't like being around people or you don't like people? You know, I have a good amount of friends, but there's a lot of people out there I just don't like. I'll be nice to them. I'll hang out with them. Selfish. And they're rude. And I don't like their ethics. And I don't really want to be around them. Now, COVID made us also realize that people are dirty. That people are filthy, microbe-spreading organisms that exude dirt and germs and pathogens. Well, that's not true. I mean, I still have no problem sharing, you know, drinks with my friends and stuff. It's just a bad, bad habit. Because in medical school, you get hit so hard with all of that that you're like, you know what? We all got exposed to the same thing, so at least we have our own little bubble. But the average person, they don't want to shake your hand. When was the last time somebody shook your hand? Now, I never really liked shaking hands because people sweat. But I like hugging. I don't see that. People don't shake hands. They just wave. They keep their distance. You know, if you find yourself not liking other people, I'm not saying that's bad, but it's very easy to isolate and to dislike people. And where that's going to go is more automation, people out of jobs, and AI is going to take over, and AI will be your spouse and your employee and your employer. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Over 140 million Americans under heat alerts as extreme temperatures linger across the U.S. Accounting for humidity, they're expected to top 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast. A former U.S. intelligence official says the U.S. government is in possession of UFOs.
Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
A judge in the Hunter Biden case says she needs more information before she can accept his plea deal. Yesterday, the judge says she was not ready to accept that plea deal and asked both sides to file additional briefs. Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's considering naming Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead one of the nation's health agencies. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brian writes, explain why alcohol is over the counter, but not Xanax or a pain medication. Aren't they all addictive? Very good question. And you aren't the first person to ask. We have very strict guidelines on medications and popular medications, sleeping pills, benzodiazepines, pain medication. In fact, those medications are more sought after combined than any other group. But you can't get them. You have to see a medical provider. You have to get a prescription. You have to take that prescription in. The pharmacy now has to do all this red tape so they don't get sued like they did during the opioid crisis, which I thought was BS, by the way. Shouldn't have happened. Was it the pharmacy's fault? And And especially since we still have more and more people dying each year because of drugs coming across the border. Was it really the Walgreens' fault? Really? But they got sued. And so people hate doctors. I mean, I don't want you guys hating me. I don't make the rules. But you have somebody in pain, and they want a medication for pain, and they can't get it over the phone because there's laws in many states where you can't call in and get a pain pill. So you have to drag yourself in pain to the medical office, wait for hours, get in, run the risk of being turned down because that medical provider might already be on his last leg in terms of allowances and the medical board threatening that he could lose his license if he writes any more narcotics. And so you run the risk of being turned down or given very little to what you think you need. Then you have to go down to a pharmacy. You have to wait at the pharmacy. Then you get the prescription. You get home. What if you don't have anybody to take you? You know, it's a big process. You know, we wonder why alcohol went up. Alcohol use went up during the pandemic. One, yeah, people might have been bored. Now, two, you couldn't really do much in terms of partying and all that. And, you know, people still want to party. Those people who like being around humans, or they party by themselves. But it helped people who couldn't get medication. I don't think it's an adequate substitute. I think it's a dangerous substitute. But people were using alcohol to sleep. People were using alcohol to feel better. People were using alcohol for pain. Even though once the alcohol wears off, you have worse sleep, worse pain, worse mood. So, you know, we have a lot of medications that are over the counter that I think can be hazardous. But that's not why they're over the counter and a Xanax isn't. Xanax, or the benzodiazepine class, has the ability to be addictive. So it has to be controlled. There is a potential for misuse. You don't really hear a lot of people misusing Claritin. Now, people did misuse Sudafed. People figured they could use Sudafed to make meth. Now it's harder to get Sudafed. In some states, you can only get Sudafed if you have a doctor prescription. So it became controlled. But pain medication like opiates, Ambien, certain sleeping medication have the ability for misuse. Now, somebody could say, so then nobody's misusing Tylenol, Dr. Dahlia? Oh, no, people are misusing it. People are overdosing on it. People are putting themselves into liver failure with the amount of Tylenol they're taking. But because it is not as known for misuse and abuse, and not necessarily addictive, it's over the counter. Ibuprofen, I think, is a very dangerous drug. I take it every now and then, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. But the amounts that people are taking on their own are killing their kidneys, killing their hearts, killing their stomach lining. Yet ibuprofen is sold all over the place over the counter. I don't want to mess that up. I know some of you are like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie, shh. Because you need that for pain, and I get that. It's a good pain reliever, and I am very grateful that I can access it when I have a headache or I have knee pain or whatever. I don't like to take it, though. But if I take it, it's for a headache. Because I'll live through the knee pain or any back pain or anything like that, but my headaches, those are rough. But it is dangerous. Over-the-counter drugs are not without danger. Remember there was a child years ago that had some sort of upper respiratory or viral illness, and the mom gave her children's Motrin, and then she went into a Stevens-Johnson syndrome where her skin started to peel. She had a severe reaction. It's not necessarily an allergy, but it's a reaction to a medication. These medications are not completely benign. Some people cannot take Benadryl. Some people can't take Tylenol. Some people can't take anti-inflammatories. Visine. I think Visine and Afrin that are over-the-counter run risk of abuse. People aren't necessarily selling them, and there's not an underground market. But the way Afrin and Visine work, Visine for the eyes and Afrin for the nose, is they cause vasoconstriction. It's a stimulant effect that causes your blood vessels to constrict. So when your blood vessels constrict, your eyes look less red. So Visine gets the red out. They're not lying. It does get the red out. The only problem is once that medicine wears off, the redness and the vessel then dilates again. So many people say, my eyes are so red. Well, yeah, because the medicine wears off. You can't be using that medicine year-round. Same thing with the Afrin. You might spray it and go, ooh, I could breathe. I could breathe. Well, eventually, though, the medicine wears off, and then you have that rebound. So there is an ability and a risk of abuse because that coming down off the medicine causes such severe, sometimes, rhinitis and congestion that you feel like you need it again. When my allergies were really, really bad in Las Vegas, you could get Claritin D over the counter. The Claritin D would handle things during the day, but then the next morning I was bad again. And I noticed I was taking it, I took it like 7 days in a row. I'm like, I don't want to take this every day. So I would just sit in class with a hanky. And then eventually my allergies died down, but you could be taking Sudafed every day if you don't watch it. We have nasal steroids over the counter. These nasal steroids could eventually cause your nose to bleed. You're drying out your nose. So we have this misconception that just because something is over the counter, it's completely safe. You could take as much as you want of it. It's all good. And no, that's why these medications have disclaimers and have warnings saying if you're using this more than a couple days, you need to talk to your medical provider. But you will not see, I think in Mexico or in Europe, you could get Xanax and Ambien over the counter, even some pain medications. Not in America, because unfortunately we have just too much abuse and an illegal market selling it. And I know somebody would say, well, we'd have less of an illegal market if they could get it over the counter. But, I get that there's medications that can impair people's driving. Benadryl could definitely impair your driving. If I take Benadryl, I'm asleep in 20 minutes. So I can't, the diphenhydramine. So it's an antihistamine, and it makes me very sleepy. For some of you, Zyrtec might make you sleepy, or Claritin. Some of these medications may make you tired. But melatonin obviously makes you tired. There's a lot of herbs out there, too. So, I get that it's frustrating. And people go to a doctor would save money. But the problem is the day Xanax is over the counter, the shelves will be empty. People buy that stuff and sell it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. I want a new drug.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have not seen the Barbie movie, but I have heard. I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet. I've been just so busy. I got to see Mission Impossible because Oppenheimer was full. I couldn't get a seat. And now I love Margot Robbie. I think she's a fantastic actress. It just I really don't want to see Barbie right now. I will see it eventually. I do want to see it eventually, but I still haven't seen The Little Mermaid. There's so many other movies I haven't seen. But apparently doctors are a little concerned that people are doing the Barbie foot challenge, where they're trying to walk like Barbie with her arched foot. I don't know if you guys ever played with a Barbie. I couldn't stand playing with Barbies. But it was a cute doll. It just, I don't like playing with dolls. I'd rather ride my big wheel as a kid or make mud pies or play with bugs. That was just the kind of girl I was. But Barbie has a very slender ankle, slender foot, and an arch. See, I got flat feet. I never really identified with Barbie. I was like, I don't know what women look like this, because I don't look like that. My mom doesn't look like that. But apparently, some kids are doing this challenge to imitate the arched foot. People try to emulate it by standing on their tiptoes. And these views are, I guess, going viral, with millions of views looking at how to get out of a shoe and still stay with the foot arched. And there's, I guess, part of the trailer of Barbie is you see her in these beautiful heels, and then she gets off the heels, and instead of her feet being, you know, flat, I think it was a joke in the movie where she takes off her heels, and that's exactly the way her foot is, where she balances on her toes. The problem is that's not what your foot is supposed to do. So doctors are asking fans to stop it. Sari Prison, a podiatrist at the University of Michigan, said in a university publication that repeatedly mimicking Barbie's arched foot could injure one's ankles and feet. She says, I think it's okay to try this trend once to see if you could achieve it, but if you're repeatedly trying to do it or walk in that way, it's just not natural. Doing this for extended periods of time could be dangerous and cause injuries. Leave the Barbie feet to the Barbies. I don't know if you remember the milk crate challenge, where people would climb unsecured milk crates until they would fall and see how high they could go. There was the blackout challenge where people would choke themselves on camera until they passed out. And I believe TikTok was hit with a lawsuit after two girls, 8 and 9 years old, died doing that. There was the fire challenge where people would light themselves on fire and then race to the bathroom to wash it off while being videotaped and the person videotaping laughing. And then I don't think they were laughing because they suffered severe burns. The lick the toilet challenge, the eat fruit peel challenge, eat cereal from the box challenge, the condom challenge where you stuck a condom in your nose and then pulled it out through your mouth, or you filled up a condom with water and then dropped it on a person's head where it would explode. The vacuum challenge where we saw a picture of a father wrapping his kid up in a bag and then putting a vacuum to it to suck the bag around the kid. You know how dangerous that is? The kid wouldn't be able to breathe. That's the vacuum challenge. Of course, the Tide Pod challenge is really stupid. How many Tide Pods can you put in your mouth? The Benadryl challenge, where people were taking so much Benadryl to try to get hallucinations. The cinnamon challenge was one of the first where they would snort it to try to get a high. So people are stupid. And they do these things. And you almost, you know, one thing that I have to credit with Barbie is that they did a lot of marketing. And they really marketed up this movie very, very well. And again, I'm a big fan of Margot Robbie. So I don't have a problem with that. If I haven't seen the movie, if it really is 2 hours of man bashing, no, I don't think that's entertainment. And I don't think. If I could just say that for a second here, you know, being a woman, I don't need to elevate based on bashing another gender. If I want to excel, then I just do my job. I just be me. I don't have to put other people down to elevate myself. And Barbie's been accused of that. Maybe it's not. Maybe Barbie's just a fun, lighthearted movie and people are reading too much into it. But I'm hearing that it's pretty, you know, anti-man. And, you know, we women wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our daddies. Just like our daddies wouldn't be here if it wasn't for their mommies. We all need each other. And I don't ever want to credit my successes to there being a befallen man. In fact, I credit a lot of my successes to the men in my life. My producers are men. My husband's a man. bosses I've worked for have been men. I credit them. And in fact, I've been treated much better than the men in my life than the women bosses and women colleagues. I love women too. They're great, but I would be more inclined to credit my success to men than credit it to there being a lack of men or men being in the way. So, we need to be careful with that. That was my big fault I had with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I'm a big fan of Prince. I always have a place in my heart for Prince Harry because he lost his mom. And being second to now seventh in line to the throne stinks. But when they wanted to elevate themselves in America and become American royalty, they could have done it by just doing good. But instead, it had to be on the back of insulting and ripping on the royals. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that one interview on Oprah is a one-off. No, it just kept happening. And I don't think that's how you should reach fame. I don't think that's how you should excel or succeed. You don't want to succeed by somebody else getting hurt. Like, well, I used to run races in school, not anything very, very competitive. But if somebody tripped and fell, I wouldn't consider myself having won because the person fell. But if that person didn't fall and I beat them, I feel like that was a real win. You know, competing with somebody who then gets COVID and has to back out, yeah, you might win, but that's not as satisfying as you really won that. You guys competed neck and neck and you actually beat that person. So, you know, Barbie never really had to necessarily, you know, beat up on men. I mean, Ken was a Ken doll. In fact, I think Barbie had a younger sister doll in the 60s. I don't remember. It was before my time. But, you know, it's a doll, you know. And yeah, you can make a movie. You can try to make themes out of it. But they might actually turn Barbie into another sort of entity that it shouldn't. For me, Barbie was a pretty pink thing that was supposed to be a beauty that, you know, kids could kind of, like a real-life princess sort of thing or a toy princess that gave some kids pleasure. For me, I didn't like the toy. I wanted other toys. And that's it. It doesn't have to be this whole, you know, social justice warrior thing. And in fact, with all the pink and the girl stereotypes, you start to wonder, are we going back? What are we doing here? So anyway, don't do the Barbie foot challenge. Okay, having an arched foot and walking on your tippy toes is not of any evolutionary advantage. 1-877-FL.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.